In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Thank you for everyone who's joining us here for our morning coffee on Tuesday. We were not here last Tuesday morning because we were traveling. We went to Ventura, California, to our ECP center out there. The team went with me, and we had a bunch of events that we spoke at, and it was a really successful event. Thankfully, thanks for everyone who came to the Patriot Groups, to the Detox Depot, to the different places where we did a meeting, meet and greets, and got people on the bed. And we've got another open house. We call them open house. It's really sort of like a way for you to get an experience with the ECP and see what it's all about here in Cleveland, Ohio, at the THRC Center this coming Friday. You have to call in order to reserve your spot if you would like to get on the beds for 15 minutes. I'm sorry, for 10 minutes. We call them little minis. The whole purpose of the mini, we put you on the bed at the lowest level, just so that you can experience what ECP feels like. We really don't expect anything to magnificently happen in just 10 minutes because the real course of treatment is an hour, and it is recommended by the medical literature that there are 35 treatments altogether, even though we do sell them in packages of 10, 20, and then the 35. Just to spread out the payments a little bit. We also work with United Credit. We work with your HSA plans. It is not covered by insurance because we don't bill insurance. None of my clinics since 1994 have ever participated with insurance. And man, we're really understanding why that I made the right business decision many years ago. So I want to thank everyone for being here with us this morning. If you are in the Cleveland, Ohio area, we invite you to come to our THRC open house, which is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, September 27th. In order to get a mini, in order to get on the bed, you must RSVP so that we can schedule you so there's a nice even flow. We have brand new beds in the center. We've got two beds. We've got a third one coming next week. Brand new beds in the center that if you have experienced the older beds before, you may want to come in and experience the new ones. We're going to be doing a big launch probably in a couple of weeks about the new beds because they are quiet, they're comfortable, and they're really amazing. Come and join us. You must call 440-373-7372. That's 440-373-7372 in order to get scheduled for a mini treatment. Now, remember that ECP was originally designed for cardiovascular problems, but over the years, they've found out that because any organ system in your body that can improve and do better with increased blood flow, increased nitric oxide, and increased oxygenation will do better with ECP. They used to do ECP in ambulances in the 50s. If people were having a heart attack and they were on their way to the hospital. So it really does increase the perfusion into the heart, increase the blood flow there. And oh, by the way, they've also found out it increases perfusion to the brain, to the lungs, to the kidneys. It encourages, when you've got spider veins and you've got lymphedema or swelling in your legs, it helps to get some of the fluid out of there. It lowers blood pressure. And it improves erectile dysfunction, claudications in your legs where you can't walk very far because of cramps in your legs. It improves the circulation there. And the list just goes on and on. And so nitric oxide is really key because nitric oxide vasodilates your blood pressure And speaking of nitric oxide, I have my cardio miracle with me here this morning. I was up last night, late last night reading. I'm sorry, writing. And so I got up a little bit late this morning. Usually I've got my cardio miracle and my vitamins, my breakfast of the champion there, my vitamins and my cardio miracle first thing in the morning. So when we talk about these products that we use, we usually do them. We actually use them. And it has a little bit of a fruity taste. Not overly sweet. Just a good, nice fruity sort of taste, kind of like orange juice, but not with the, with the citrusy sort of thing. There are 57 different fruits and vegetables in there. There's all kinds of amino acids. There are vasodilators, and all of these things improve the nitric oxide. So when you do ECP, the improvement of the nitric oxide is probably somewhere between 48 to 72 hours. And then adding the cardio miracle to it will expand your nitric oxide for beyond that. And it lowers your appetite because you're eating, it's like eating a bunch of fruits and vegetables. So when I take it first thing in the morning, it's kind of like an appetite suppressant, which is not what it's intended to do, but I'm not hungry. And so I've lost a little bit more weight doing this. I'm monitoring this. I'm using this consistently, really consistently for 90 days to see if it will take down my blood pressure so I can get off this awful Ramipril that Dr. McCullough put me on at the beginning when I first had the stroke, which I really, really needed it, but I really, really want to get off of it because it's thinning my hair. And, you know, we girls are vain. So I've got to get off the blood pressure medicine. I'm using Cardio Miracle. I'm using several different things that you'll be hearing about along the way. And so this was a really rugged month for me. I mean, for 2 entire weeks, I was basically on an airplane going to different places. It was actually kind of fun because that's back to like my normal life before I had the stroke. And I enjoy the going from place to place and speaking events and seeing people and meeting people. So it was really pretty good. So I would say that the Cardio Miracle, we have a new affiliate code for you to get your Cardio Miracle if you haven't gotten it. You can get 1, 3, or 6 month supply. I would say you're going to be on this for a really long time because it makes you feel so good and it's so healthy for you. I have a friend that will not eat anything green. Can you imagine? He just won't eat anything green, whether it's peas or broccoli or lettuce or spinach. He just won't eat anything green. I said, well, here, take this. It's got all this green stuff in it and it's red and it's something that you drink. So I've got him started on that and we'll see if he stays with it. So you can go to, it's drt.cardiomiraclehealth.com. Before it was, you would go to Cardio Miracle and put in our affiliate code. Well, they've set up a different page for us, a different landing page, a different way to track your orders, a different way to get more information what Cardio Miracle is about. And that link is DRT, it's DRT.cardiomiraclehealth.com. And that will be a place where you can go and get your Cardio Miracle. Literally, I am taking it every day. You can get it in little packets, which is a little bit more expensive because the packaging it is different. It comes in big pouches. They've gone away from if you've had Cardio Miracle in the past where they had big, tall, hard-sided round containers, now they've gone to more soft-sided bags. A lot of supplement companies that sell things as powders seem to be doing that, which makes a lot of sense. It's more flexible. So the packaging, the shipping packaging is different. The weight is lighter because you don't have that big container. It's less bio waste, actually. I think it's a really, really good idea. So come to Cleveland to our THRC event. Our Ventura event was great. We're continuing to have people roll in out there because people really understand the value and the benefit. So if you're in the Ventura, California area, or within 45 minutes or so, we had quite a few people that drove down from Santa Barbara. We had two doctors that were there. We had a doctor and a really amazing chiropractor that were at the event. So people are really starting to relearn and re-understand the value of ECP. And so if you're anywhere in the Northeast Ohio area, or you're going to come even from farther away, come to our open house event this coming Friday, September 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You must RSVP to get a mini session. If you're not interested in a mini session, you just want to come in and see the place, talk to people, buy a book, buy a package, which we would really, really appreciate. We appreciate you supporting our business. Come on in. The address is 7372 Ingle Road in Middleburg Heights, 7372 Ingle Road, Middleburg Heights, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, the 27th. If you want to get a mini session, a 10-minute session on the bed, just to see what it feels like, particularly the new beds, you must RSVP by calling 440-373-7372 and get that. Another update, last Thursday night was our first of our four-week series of our Prepper Boot Camp, where you can register, and you can still register. If you missed the first session, it was recorded. It is in Learning for You that you can go back and watch it, which if you're part of our boot camp, you'll want to watch these sessions over and over again and take notes. It's a very hands-on how to boot camp that Matt is running. So our Prepper Boot Camp, you can still register this week by going to learningforyou.org / you can go just to Learning for You, learning the number four, you.org. It's usually it's the first thing that you see on the page, or you could just go to learningforyou.org / prep for survival. We had great feedback on the first week. We had a lot of people that said, man, this is really different. This is great, that better than anything you guys have done before in the prepping sector. And it's 4 weeks total. This coming Thursday, day after tomorrow, is week two. You can still register for that. And people are still, after they heard some of the reports about how people really liked it, they were contacting Cookie and Heather saying, hey, can we still register for that boot camp? Yes, you can. And that's you at learningforyou.org or learningforyou.org /prep for survival. And you know, it's more important to prep now than ever. We've been talking about prepping, prepping, prepping for years. And a lot of people have water, food, shelter, maybe protection. They have matches in a sealed container that won't get wet. They took our previous prepping course. They learned about canning and food storage. But something has happened this week that has gotten really even more serious about prepping and planning ahead to get having some of your money out of the bank, investing in gold and silver. If you want to get one coin at a time, please go to 7kmetals.com. We are an affiliate with them, and you can get a little bit of gold of silver every single week. You know, silver is up to $30 an ounce now. When I started buying silver, it was $14 an ounce. Now, not only is that an increase in value of those silver coins that I have in my possession, it's a reflection of the decreasing value of the dollar, which is going down, 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 down. They're really wanting to introduce the central bank digital currency. The BRICS nations are coming on board, which means that the dollar will not be the global reserve currency anymore, which will crash the dollar. As more and more people start using the BRICS system instead of the SWIFT system to send money around the world. So if you want to buy, if you've been blessed and you want to turn a sizable amount of Federal Reserve notes into gold and or silver or platinum or palladium, other precious metals, the most highly recommended is silver because it has the most up value, and then gold because it always stores the value. You can also go to Kirk Elliott's site. We're an affiliate with them, and we have an actual course a nine-part course that Kirk put together for us at Learning for You to understand the value of money and the value of gold and silver. Cookie put up, or Michelle put up the link there to, it's tenpennyalliance.goldandsilver.com, or I'm sorry, .business. It's tenpennyalliance.goldandsilver.business is where you can sign up for the 7K medals, where you can get as much silver or gold as you want. You can get one coin at a time. You can get one coin monthly, or you can get one coin weekly. But have some gold and silver in your possession, because things are really going in a not so good direction. You want to spend $199 to sign up for the prep course, which is, you know, the one of the best places you can put your money these days is to get you and your family prepared. You can go to 7K Metals and get, you know, set aside, have coins for storage as well, have coins for barter, which is coming. Or if you want to buy larger quantities of gold and silver, we recommend, we have an affiliate with Kirk Elliott and his company. And you can find that 9-part course that he did for us at learningforyou.org. Now, why am I making such a big deal of this morning? I'm making such a big deal of this because on Sunday, the United Nations, 193 countries adopted something called a Pact for the Future, PACT, Pact for the Future, which includes the Global Digital Compact and the Declaration for Future Generations. They passed it, and not really at the in the middle of the night, but at the dawn of before the event even started. That and they start they use something called a let me see, I wrote it down over here. They use something called the Secret Pact. The Secret Pact, which means that if you didn't vote, it was assumed that you were in. If you didn't vote against it, or you didn't voice any opposition, your vote is registered as a positive and that you voted for it. We've not really found any evidence, any information yet. There were three of us that were looking for it last night on how the UN representative from the United States voted. But considering the fact that there wasn't a big stink about it, nobody's really talking about it in mainstream media or in alternative media. And given the fact that the Biden administration and Harris herself and Waltz are pro-globalist, pro-tyranny, pro-Marxist, if you've read anything about Kamala's father and what an evil Marxist he was, she was raised in that. And so the assumption would be that America also voted for this Pact for the Future, which covers, that means that the United Nations has formed a pact. A pact is different than a treaty. A treaty must be approved by the U.S., in America, by the U.S. Senate. A pact is just an agreement amongst the countries, and they can move forward with this agenda that covers peace and security, sustainable development. Anytime you hear the word sustainable, think New World Order, globalist, United Nations, sustainability. That word is just all reeks of what this is happening with these sustainability goals and things like that. That all sounds so flowery and nice until you dig down beneath them and know what they're really representing. So the pact covers peace and security, sustainable development, climate change, a digital cooperation, human rights, gender equality, youth and future generations, and the transformation of global governance. This is, we've talked for a really long time, and I'm sure you've heard it on Mike Adams and Alex Jones and the SGT, Sean at the SGT Report, who's a friend of ours. You've heard it from a lot of people about the New World Order is coming, one world government, one world money, one world religion, and that is end time predictions in the Bible. And we keep talking about it's coming. It just arrived. It's here. I did a little video about it. If Michelle wants to show this, to show how much this is going to transform America, and you need to be prepared. Michelle, you want to show that video?
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to do a quick update about a document that got passed by the United Nations this weekend. called the Pact of the Future document. It's two parts, one on science and technology and one about the youth and future generations. It is quite egregious, and it was done by a procedure called the silence procedure, which makes it a pact. And if no one objected, it is automatically adopted and put into the record as being completely adopted. This is the World Health Organization's runaround, since they were not able to get the World Health Organization treaty passed. They decided to take it to the General Assembly, and it is even more egregious than what the World Health Organization was wanting to get passed. Let me just read you something really quickly about what is inside of this pact that is now being accepted by 193 nations around the world and equally open-armed accepted by our current administration. Everyone, it says that this is the power structure fully digital and maximized for the control of the masses. Everyone will be expected to have a biometric digital ID that marks them not just as citizens of an individual country, but as a global citizen. So anytime you hear global citizen or anytime you hear sustainability, think that this is an egregious thing that's happening at the level of the World Health Organization and the United Nations. Anyone that has a dissonant opinion will be labeled as misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation, and memory hold. Perpetrators for unapproved information will be fact-checked and punished by the system, which will be operated and enforced by artificial intelligence. Punishments will include being locked out of one's bank account, being unable to make certain purchases, unable to get on an airplane, on a subway, drive on public roads. This is the future, according to the world's self-appointed overlords at the United Nations. These are unelected bureaucrats that are making decisions about our country, our sovereignty around the world. Nothing could be more important at this point in time than to get prepared, have water, food, digital access, flashlights, a way to communicate with family and friends. Now is really the time to get involved and get prepared, because this is what's coming. Our Congress is sitting on its hands. There was a press conference on the 17th about this, and no further action has been taken. So it's up to us to mobilize and to go forward, particularly with your local sheriffs, to get your constitutional sheriffs to say, this isn't going to be allowed in my county. Thank you very much. Take action. We've been talking about the onset of one world order, one world government, one world religion, one world money for a long time. Well, it's no longer coming. It's here.
Well, you can see we need to get prepared. We need to be gathered together with people that you want in the foxhole with you. That's really important. Another way that they're doing this, and another step that they are moving this forward, that I, you know, now remember this pact got passed on Sunday, the day before yesterday. And last night, in my conversation I had with Twyla Braze, which will be posted this coming Monday from the 10 Penny Files on Your Health and More, which is how we've kind of rebranded the On Your Health segment. It's really about your health. And then occasionally we have other topics in there too. But at the very end of my conversation with Twyla Braze last night for Citizens Council and for Health Freedom, she wanted to talk and get a message out about the Real ID. Now they have moved the goalpost forward about the Real ID in your driver's license for, we guessed about 7 times. I think that I've gone at least twice to get my driver's license renewed. And, you know, you can opt in of whether or not you wanted a Real ID or just a regular driver's license. So I got a regular driver's license every time. And you can see this up at the top. It's got a map of the state of Ohio. And then right here beside it, it says, not for federal ID. So this is not a real ID. This is my driver's license. And it's in like that. It says not for federal ID. Well, as of May 7th of 2025, next year, they are going to enforce the fact that you need to get a real ID. And the real ID, according to Twyla in the conversation we had last night, is the most egregious, Marxist total control thing, because they tell you you will have freedom. You won't have freedom. You will have anything but freedom. And she said that we really need to stop this. There are something like 27 governors that have stepped forward over the course of the last few years that, of course, it kind of came and went. And people didn't pay attention to it. That said, this is complete government overreach. This is China and United Nations overreach in our country by our driver's license, but that will say real ID up at the top, and it tracks every single thing you do. So we're going to clip out that little segment from our discussion last night. And also I put together another little video talking about how we need everybody. We've only got 3 weeks to do this. The open period time for comment closes on October the 15th. We've got 3 weeks to mobilize several million people to go to this website. You can go to cchfreedom.org. On their homepage, it says Stop the Real ID. You can click on that. It takes you to a place that says you can either read it. It's a 42 or 46 page rule, that the rule actually says that after this is implemented next year, May of 2025, they have 2 years to fully get everybody to conform, and they are planning to make everyone's life so miserable that they will have no other choice to get food, to be on the internet, to travel on the highways, to travel on the airlines, until they will make their life so miserable to push everyone into this plastic form of the mark of the beast. And it's real. And so if we can mobilize, and we're going to help Twyla do this, if we can mobilize people to get millions of people to stand up against it, apparently that the rules in the Federal Register is that they have to respond to all of this. So perhaps we can stop it, or we can push it further down the road. And if we push it further down the road again, then perhaps we can get it stopped. But this is in conjunction with the brewing election, which is like 45 days away, a pact that just got passed by the United Nations in terms of global world governance, and this is how they're going to do it. Play that video, Michelle, please. I want everyone to go to, write this down and go to www.cchfreedom.org. On the home landing page, it says Stop the Real ID. Click on the Stop the Real ID, and it will open up to a place where you can make comment. And the only comment that you need to make is Stop the Real ID. We don't want it. We don't need it. You don't need to write an epistle explaining your vote. You don't have to write why it's bad for the world, why it's bad for our country, but just make your voice known. And if we can mobilize tens of thousands, millions of people in the next 3 weeks, don't wait to do this. As soon as we're done with the broadcast this morning, go to cchfreedom.org and click on make a comment and put in Stop the Real ID. We don't want it. We don't need it. That's all you need to say. It gives you an option to sign up anonymously if you don't want your name there. You can put your name there. It's the TSA website, actually. And you can sign up anonymously. You can sign up as a corporation. You can sign up as an individual. If it's anonymous, that's what I did. If it's anonymous, it just says, thank you for your comment. And that's the end of it. Even if you sign up as an individual, it just asks you for your name. It doesn't ask for address or zip code or any of those sorts of things. So please, please, please make your vote known, and we have to get this stopped. This is how the United Nations is coming into our country and will control us. So one last thing, and then I don't have any questions pending in the box in here, so I'm just going to keep talking a little bit. I also did a video when we were in California on this horrible stuff that's going on with Alexis, and I just listened to part of an update this morning on Marcella Piper Terry's Substack that she's following this really closely. Marcella's been a long time friend of mine in the anti-vax movement. And I watched part of that video this morning. It was about 35 minutes. I didn't have time to watch it all, but it was really awful what's happening with her, what's happening to her health. And this is the reason why I have dedicated 24 years in September, so almost a quarter of a century, educating and teaching people about the problems with vaccines to get them a front of the curve and not suddenly become an anti-vax crusader after you've had a horrific accident, horrific side effects and complications of the vaccines. We pray for Alexi that she will continue to improve and that her health, that she will be able to recover from this. She's had the possibility of a brain bleed. She's had her troponin levels were really high. So she's had some level of myocarditis that's going on. Her skin is starting to break open. It looks horrible. I think as a physician, I can say that a lot of that dark area on her forehead and all of the different things on her neck and her back, that's skin that's going to slough off. Her nurse said that now she has open sores on her back where the hematomas have broken open. She's in a really bad place. So please keep her in your prayers. She said that she's going to stand out strongly against these vaccines when she recovers. Her language on her videos right now is kind of wishy-washy, like be sure you know about these vaccines and read the package inserts instead of just saying, don't let them inject any of these chemicals and these foreign things into your body. We need to be strong right now, people. I mean, now is the time in your life, the most incredible time in your life to stand up for what you believe in. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, you know, there's a section where I will paraphrase this. I can't quote it exactly. That says that because you were neither hot nor cold, but you were lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. The Lord God says, I will vomit you out of my mouth because you're disgusting, because you're not either silent or you're not taking a bold stand. If you're either, if you're lukewarm about your positions, about standing up against vaccines and all this tyranny, standing up against the real ID, standing up against the powers and principalities that are around you that are wanting you to wear a mask and social distance again, that are trying to get you to go back into the same sorts of things. We have to be brave, bold, and strong. If we're not, as it says in the book of Revelations, God will just vomit us out of our mouth. You're lukewarm, you're wishy-washy, you're not standing for anything. And some of the things that maybe you are standing for, thank you, Heather, for posting that. So then you are lukewarm, and you're neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of your mouth. Revelations 3:16. It's really important to really take a stand and be strong and be bold and no matter what they're going to do, because at the end of the day, what's the worst they can do to you? The worst thing they can do to you, they can kill you. And then you get to go home and be with the Lord. As long as your relationship with God is as Jesus says, your personal savior. I mean, if that's the end game and that's the worst thing that can happen to me, well, then I can be brave and bold and strong, and so can you. You can stand up and lead other people to the Lord and then pick up your cross and follow him. The times are going to get rough. I mean, people who are like, oh, the rapture is going to come and I'm going to be out of here and Jesus is going to save us all. You know, a lot of the pastors that I have interviewed on the Happy Hour with Dr. T on Tuesday nights, many of them, if not most, have said, yes, the rapture is going to come eventually, but it could get really, really ugly, really awful. A lot of shortages, a lot of torture, a lot of death. I mean, look at what just happened in Lebanon in the last week with the cell phones going off and blowing up. And now your cell phones are becoming a weapon that they can blow them up because of the lithium batteries and blow off your hand and your arm and all those things. The bombs that are happening over there in Lebanon and is just terrible. And so they're wanting to push for this war so badly because they do not want this election. So please be strong, be bold, stand up, Take your cardio miracle, strengthen your heart. Get your good quality coffee. I've got extra bags of my coffee from my pillow downstairs because I love it. It's already ground, so I don't have to worry about electricity to grind it. We've got, if you have a, if you don't like caffeine, but you like the flavor of coffee, what is Patricia's coffee, Michelle?
Adaptabliss.com.
Yeah, Adaptabliss. I always forget the first part of that. I remember the bliss. So it's Adaptabliss.com. Is a coffee that's made from mushrooms and other types of herbal products so that you can get the flavor of coffee. It has shaga in it. You can get immune support without getting the jittery stuff of coffee. I know Michelle really likes it. I personally like my caffeine, and I like, you know, my cup that says my cup runneth over, which is from Psalm 83 verse 6. I like the my coffee. I really like it, and I like coffee for a long time. So we do have a question. What causes viral meningitis? Viruses? I don't know. Is that a trick question, Diane? it's inflammation of the brain. Frequently, they can do spinal taps, and they can test IgG levels against certain viruses. So viral meningitis is caused by viral viruses. I did a talk, a part of the talk that I did when I was in California. I went to the showing of VAX-3 while I was out there. I went to the showing of VAX-3, which is, if you guys watched VAX-1 and VAX-2 about the association between vaccines and autism and other vaccine injuries. VAX-3 is about the COVID vaccine injuries and the tragedies that happened inside of the hospital with the remdesivir ventilators, malpractice and poor care and death of many. It also talked about the horrible side effects from the COVID jabs. And one of the, I think the most important lines in that whole movie, which is 2 hours long, it's a full length of documentary, 2 hours long, was when Polly Tommy said, I do 40 to 50 of these interviews a day. And with the Vax bus, you know, where they have people sign on the side of the bus, just like they did with them when they were touring the nation with the other bus. I do 40 to 50 of these interviews a day, and all across the country, because they've traveled from East Coast to West Coast, North and South, and all the different places, and all of the stories are the same. They are all talking about the horrible care by the doctors, the snickers and laughs and the stuff whenever they ask about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, the maltreatment by the nurses where people would be there for like 10 days. They would be laying in their feces or urine. They would not have had a bath. They aren't really fed. Just horrible stories. And that, and Polly said, we hear these all across the country. Somebody needs to be paying attention to this. And my takeaway was, that I feel that people who have lost a family member ought to go to the hospital that lost a family member, and they ought to put a yellow tape around it. You know, like, this is a crime scene. This is a crime scene where they killed people. And we ought to, you know, study our Constitution and our laws and figure out how to do a citizen's arrest and go in there and arrest those people for first and second degree murder. That's that may be the only way that we ever get accountability for what happened and what didn't happen from these horrible things that happened inside of this hospital. And it'll happen again because the physicians didn't, you know, yes, there's onesies, twosies physicians that are now the newbies on the block, and they're getting all the media attention because they're stepping forward and saying, you know, the way we handled these COVID cases was just horrible. That me and Peter McCullough and Ryan Cole and the whole list of us have been screaming as much as we possibly can for the last 4 years. And now suddenly, because some random physician at some miscellaneous hospital comes forward and says, yeah, we really did a bad thing. That's the big media event. You know, a lot of us kind of go, just kind of shake our head behind the scenes and say, you know, if people would have listened to us early on, if people would have listened to me when COVID first started, I mean, one of the things that I said in March of 2020, I have the cure for COVID. I know how to absolutely stop this. Turn off your TV. Turn off your television. Throw it out the window. Throw a shoe at it. Do something. Stop listening to the daily fear-mongering numbers and statistics and ambulance pictures and all this other stuff. And go about your life. Don't let them shut your business down. Don't force them. Don't wear a mask, which now there have been more than 200 articles published in the peer review literature showing that masks don't work. show that masks don't work. They are loaded with all kinds of toxic chemicals. And the only thing that they do, which I've said for 3 years, the only thing that the mask does is make the person who wears them sick and is a sign of obedience and slavery. And you know, when the World Health Organization comes out on their website and says, COVID-19 was just a test. We wanted to just see how obedient we could make people be. And we could squeeze them into discomfort, make them close their businesses, lose their life savings, lose their jobs, take this poison, the fibrous clots that would come up, you know, then that are still killing people 3 years later, even if you've had only one jab. The World Health Organization, or not the world, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, said on their website, this was just a test. This was just a test to see how far they would go, we could go, and how many people would roll over and be obedient. They have created a template, and I'm working diligently to on the last phases of this book that I'm writing about the template for all pandemics. You know, it started in 2005, and it's a market test. Everything they do is a market test. They want to see how far they can push us. And if we don't stop it and blow back, or once they'll push. And then when people start to kind of wake up and start to push back, they'll stop. They'll do an evaluation on what they put forward, what worked, what didn't work, what we should do more of, what we should forget. I mean, remember early on they were offering, if your college student got COVID shots, they could be put into a drawing for a full ride scholarship for college. They were giving away lottery tickets worth $1 million. They were giving away free donuts and free beer and all those things. That stuff was just market test to see how they could dangle the carrot out there to coerce people into getting these jabs. So now they've evaluated their data and decided what to do the next time. And instead of dangling carrots, it's going to be the stick. It's going to be the real ID that if you go to cchfreedom.org and post your complaint against this, against the real ID, it's going to be about harder and harder and harder taking away our freedoms so these tyrants can take over our lives. Absolutely take over our lives. So I still don't have any questions in here. Do you have any questions over on Rumble, Cookie?
I have nothing on Rumble as of right now.
So maybe I scared everybody to death. I don't know. we are really, we're in a very serious point in our constitutional republic that we need to really, really be careful of where we're going forward. I'm reading a really good book right now that I like a lot that really, let me see. It's by Erwin Lutzer, L-U-T-Z-E-R. I'm hoping to have him on our happy hour one of these times. He's written a lot of different books. I have two of his books that I'm listening to that I'm going through right now. One is called God's Devil, and it talks about takes apart the, from a biblical view, you know, who Satan really was and how deceiving and deceptive he was, and how he knew when he got thrown out of heaven with a third of the angels, there was no redemption. And it's one of the reasons why he hates Christians and hates children so much, because they, you know, we're born into sin, we have sinful lives, but we have the grace of forgiveness. And he will never have forgiveness. He knows what the end game is for him. And for every person that he can snatch away by vaccinating them, by indoctrinating them, by getting them drug addicted, by doing all the things that he can do with deception, he hates children and hates Christians so much, because we have the gift of redemption. We have the gift of Savior through of being saved for eternal life with God the Father. And that's why he works so hard. And that book is called God's Devil, G-O-D apostrophe S, Devil. Let me see if I can read the subtitle here. It's kind of little. I can't. It's too small. it's called God's Devil. I'm listening to that one on an audiobook. And the one that I'm reading that is really, really good is called When a Nation Forgets God, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. And he refers a lot to Bonhoeffer and in Bonhoeffer's era of how just a few of the pastors in that area stood up against the tyranny of what was happening, and everybody else was just tolerant. And it'll get better if we just don't fight with them, if we just leave them alone, you know, maybe they'll leave us alone, which absolutely was not the truth. And that's kind of the way that we're looking at our government and things right now, is if we don't rock the boat, if we just keep our head down below the radar, and we just hunker down and just be quiet, maybe they'll just stop. They'll never stop. And it's, you know, remember that Jesus even saw the tyranny of his day and was, you know, flipping over stone tables in the temple and saying, this was my Father's house, it should not be the den of thieves. Well, this country was founded on biblical principles. And one of the things that he says in this book is that if you really don't believe in God, you're an agnostic or an atheist, you don't believe that there is a higher power, then the higher power that you defer to is the government. And the government is wishy-washy and can change when whoever gets a new leader, they get new Senate, they add new laws, they can repeal laws. Things that happen by the Supreme Court is really kind of subjective, depending on who's on the court at the time. They're supposed to interpret the law, not make new law. We know they make new law all the time now. And if that's our highest power is the government, then we have no fear of anything they do. And we can take this small subset of people in our population, maybe a couple million people in the LGBTQ community, compared to the 300 million people that are really much more conservative, have conservative values, and believe there's one man and one woman that are made, not 102 different genders. And that and so if we, you know, we defer to this small but loud and rather forceful community, if we just sit back, we don't want to offend anybody. Jesus offended people every single day. When he walked around and was calling out the Pharisees and the Sadducees and healing people on the Sabbath and feeding many with the miracles that he did and being the incredible healer and physician, healing everybody, he offended people every single day because he was doing the Father's work. How many people are you going to offend today because you're doing the Father's work, or you're standing up for your children and the nonsense that they're teaching them? If you're standing up against the tyranny that's going around, how many people are you going to offend today? Should make it be a goal. I'm going to offend at least 3 people today by standing on principles and things that I believe. So that book is really, really a good book. I think that you might really, really enjoy it. It's called When a Nation Forgets God by Erwin Lutzer, Lutzer. It's really, really good. I'm about half done with it. And the other one is God's Devil that I'm listening to on audio tape. And he's written a ton of books. They're very readable. They're kind of a fast read. So I think that those might be things that you might enjoy. Okay, so a question came up. One question came up, and then we're going to be done for today. It's kind of a quiet crowd here today. Said, I got the monoclonal antibody, and no, I have no idea what was in it. Can you inform me? I do not know what was in the solutions of the monoclonal antibodies. I created a 7-slide PowerPoint early on, and I sent it to Brian Artis, and I sent it to Peter McCullough, and I sent it to several different people early on about why monoclonal antibodies were not a great thing. Because monoclonal antibodies, first of all, if you listen to Brian Artis, a lot of them are made from the snake venom stuff. The other part of it is that if there is no SARS-CoV-2 particles to neutralize with the antibodies, those antibodies can then go and attack your own tissues called molecular mimicry. Now, I don't know how long ago you got the monoclonal antibodies, but they do degrade and go away. I don't know what was in the solution. I have no idea. And it probably varies depending on which monoclonal antibody you got. But it's probably, you know, if it's been a while, it's probably gone away or absorbed into your system by now. Well, so if it was several years ago, they have probably degraded by now, and hopefully you don't have any residual effect from that.
Dr. T, can you mention yesterday's show with Greg Harrison and Thomas Haviland? I think that's really important for people to watch.
Yeah, that was on yesterday on This Week with Dr. T, which is every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. I did a really interesting interview with Tom Haviland and what was Greg's last name? Greg Harrison. You know, Tom Haviland and Greg Harrison, who are chemists. You know, Greg Harrison is a organic chemist. He's had a big company for years doing things with chemistry. And what he actually did was take the white fibrous clots, things that we saw on, you know, Stu Peters' movie about Died Suddenly, and did an analysis of the clot using different techniques to see what was in that. And he made a big deal about saying that he was not a doctor. He's not analyzing anything. He is just chemistry. This is pure chemistry. And he said that the problem with the clots and why a lot of these clot busting things don't really work is because they have the consistency of calamari. So if any of you have ever eaten calamari and you bite into that, the white ring, you know, it's breaded on the outside, but the actual white ring, which is the squid, which is calamari, he said the clots have a consistency of that. You can cut them and then you can break them down. Large amounts of phosphorus and a lot of the lipid nanoparticle things are in it. And at the end of the talk, which I will just encourage you all to go out and listen to because it was very headsy. But at the end of the talk, Tom Haviland had said, you know, he and I are both of the mind that this was intentional. They did this intentionally. And Greg Harris, who's the chemist, was much more gracious than either one of us were. And he was saying that he didn't really think that they did it intentionally. They just did it blindly. They forgot a lot of their basic organic chemistry. And when they put these things together, they kind of forgot, you know, what the results would be, because the results are that it affects your normal clotting system in your body. It has to do with iron and things like that, and with phosphorus, and your normal clotting system in your body is disrupted by these COVID shots. That's why 3 years later, people are still dropping dead or dying suddenly, and people are just so shocked. And they're just, you know, they're shocked and they just can't believe that this happened. And it didn't have anything to do with the COVID shot because I took the COVID shot and only had one 3 years ago. Well, they talked pretty clearly in the show about how that you know, because I asked them, I said, 3 years out, could people still be having clotting dysfunctions from these jabs? And the answer was yes. So I really, really want you to go out and take a listen to it. Cookie put up the link. It's at our site on drtenpenny.com. And it really, really, yes, we're going to leave that up for a while because it was really, really interesting and showing people what these white fibrous clots are all about. And Michelle's going to show you where it is. It's under the podcast tab. It goes down to, what is the last one? What does it say there?
Here, I'm going to unmute myself. So go to podcasts. When you want to watch any of our free episodes, go to Free for All Podcasts and you have your choices, obviously, between Morning Coffee and On Your Health, Critically Thinking. This is also where you join RSVP for Morning Coffee. I'll go all the way down to watch all featured live episodes here. And we keep them all there, all the free ones. So go ahead and watch. There's tons of them there. Click on that. My computer is going to go slowly now because I'm on the Zoom. And you will find them here. And there it is right there.
Yeah. And go back to the main website again, Michelle. So when you go to the podcast, you can see there's a place where it says memberships right next to that. So it tells you how to become a member. We really appreciate your support. It's how we, you know, try to do great things for you guys. There's a $20 level, $20 a month and $35 a month. And the things that it sort of gets you from there. We're going to be making some revisions to this after the first of the year that will make it even more streamlined and I think will be even better. So we've got memberships that are there and go back to the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing at the end where it says join our email list. That's really important. That really supports us. And right beside there where it says shop, that's on the shop. That's where all of, you know, Walking with God is where my book is. And it's also Friday Favorites. Friday Favorites always go in there. So the Friday Favorites and the specials that we offer every Friday through our email list, the Friday Favorites, they're good for a week. And so if you saw it and you can't remember where you saw it, you can go back to the website and you can see what the Friday Favorites were on the health tips. The different things that and the different supplements that are available, the different things in through our apparel store that are available, like with. Is that a new one?
This one is really cool. It's called Boost, obviously. And what it does, is it kind of if you take it within 15 minutes, it gives you the same effect as if you had taken an espresso. So it like really wakes you up. This is great.
Wow. And for those that are listening, it's bit.ly/boostfuel, all one word, BOOSTFUEL. If you want to curb your cravings, increase your metabolism, really sharpen your focus. And with a monthly auto ship prescription, it's 24% off. And I think there's no jitters. Isn't that right, Michelle?
No jitters. And, you know, I drive a lot. For me, I take this on the road with me to give me that extra boost. And it works. It's really great. And it does not give you the jitters. And our team has done a great job of writing up about it after we've tested it. So go on to the Friday Focus page, which is drtenpenny.com/Friday Focus. And you can read up about it there. And we always test these things before we share. Usually Dr. Tenpenny does too. She hasn't tried this one. I have. And so I wanted to make sure that I share this with you all. It's fantastic. I actually just bought one for my mom too, because it's, you know, that midday when you just need that boost and you really, really do need to get on the go. This is fantastic. And I love that it has fat burning ingredients, just extra bonus. But, you know, the biggest thing is always go to, if you ever wonder where things are for us, just go to drtenpenny.com. It's all there. If it's, you know, someone that we partner with, one of the partners that, you know, like Cardio Miracle or Touchstone or the apricot seeds, which are great too. Everything that we partner with is here. So that's a great way just to remember to go to our shop section. And in the next few months, we are revamping this page. So it'll be even easier for you to find things.
Yeah, we know our partners with Juvent, with the Juvent platform for osteopenia and osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. We're partners with 7K Metals for the gold and silver. You know, the Micronic silver is really, really good.
Oh,
we
yes.
Had, we had Jeff Adams on our show on our a couple of weeks ago. We were partners with MyPillow. So everything that you, you know, everything buttons up to drtenpenny.com. Please spend, if you know, as a supporter of what we do, spend a little time on that website. Get familiar with it, because it's like any website. When you first go there, you know, it's just a website. But it's loaded with information. All the tabs across the top are really highly explanatory, and they are, you know, just spend a little bit of time there. So whenever you're looking for something, it will all be there.
And I'll just mention something about the gold and silver, Dr. T. It's sitting here under the shop section. Go, when you go here, I know Dr. Tempany had mentioned several times 7K, don't go directly to 7K, go in here, because they will handhold you through it. It could be a little bit confusing at first. So go in here, click on the gold and silver where it says financial prep, okay? And in here, when you go through this, it's going to take a minute because I'm on the Zoom, but it's going to take you to a page where you'll sign up, and one of the people on our team will handhold you and answer your questions so that they can help you better understand your decisions and really help you to set it up for you. And this is so great. I don't just have it for myself. Dr. Tempany has it for herself and our team. I set one up for my brother, for my mom, for my nieces, so that they can start building wealth too, because this allows you to do a little bit at a time. So for my nieces who are still in university, they could put aside $25 a week and start to build their ability to buy gold and silver. But get together with one of our team members so that they can handhold you. It's so important, and it will be extremely helpful for you.
And that's a different, you won't get that if you just go to 7kmetals.com.
No,
we've set this up specifically for our members and for people that are interested, and they will call you and walk you through the setup program.
Yeah.
So spend a little time on our website. There's a ton of information there. My team is incredible, and they do so much work. So anything that you do to support our small team, and you support me, as you know, we just do our very best to pour it back into what we're doing, to give you great information, to give you courses to how to prepare, to give you courses on vaccines, to do biblical things by Happy Hour with Dr. T on a Tuesday night and Thursday night, our special series that we just did with Dr. Judd Burton about the Book of Enoch. We really pour our hearts into this business for you. It's really what we do, to really try to lift you up, give you great products, great courses, great information, and anything that you do to support us is greatly, greatly appreciated. So,
we have one more Judd Burton this week.
Oh, one more this week. Okay.
Yeah, the final episode this week.
So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. It's kind of a quiet group. We had some solemn things that we needed to talk about, but it's so important. We're really, really at that point, everybody, that we need all hands on deck. So with that, I want to thank everyone for joining us here this morning on our little coffee clutch and my little cardio miracle thing. And I have my coffee over here. So we have 7 broadcasts a week that we hope that you will join us. Go to This Week with Dr. T and re-listen to that about the clots. Happy Hour with Dr. T is tonight. Go out to cchfreedom.org and vote down the real ID. And thank you for all your participation, all your activity. We really love all of you guys that are here this morning. And for those of you that are going to be listening later, we really appreciate your later downloads. It's really, really important for us to get this information out. So with that, I want to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent, very persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust him for everything. He's always right there with you. And mark your calendars for next Tuesday morning. Invite a friend. Invite somebody over to listen to this with you at the same time. Get their questions. Send out the link to people to get more people that will join us live on Morning Coffee with Dr. T. So we'll all see you here next Tuesday morning, same place, same time. Have a good week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.